2:47 Central Time. This is the Afternoon Magazine. I'm Celeste Quinn. One of the technology stories we've heard reported recently has been the booming market for digital music. The International Federation of the Phonographic Industry says there are now more than 230 online sites where consumers can buy music legally. A year ago, there were 50. What can online music services do for you? What are the best services? How do you take advantage of what's out there? Andy Breeding joins me this afternoon to answer these questions. He's a research librarian and an electronic library developer. He's also a music lover. When he was in high school, he was a connoisseur. He was up to date on what was happening on the music scene. But as he got older and life got busier, he lost touch. He didn't like a good deal of the music he was hearing on the radio, and he found himself overwhelmed at the record store. Then someone told him about an internet music service called Launchcast. Andy Breeding tells this story at the outset of a guide he's written to help people find and enjoy music online. The title of the guide, The Music Internet Untangled, Using Online Services to Expand Your Musical Horizons. And before I say hello to my guest, let me disclose that Andy Breeding is the brother-in-law of one of my coworkers here at WILL. Andy, thanks so much for joining me today.
Good afternoon, Celeste.
What are a couple of your favorite music services?
A service that I always recommend to people starting out is the Live 365 radio service, which when people think of online music, they often think of just downloading, but I think of them to include internet radio services, online jukeboxes, and the whole array of available services. Live 365 is a good service because it has a profusion of different internet radio stations created by grassroots programmers the world over, and it's a rich bazaar of information and radio. It's a great place to start.
Yeah, how do you sort through Live 365 though?
Live 365 can be a little bit overwhelming when you start out. But it has a very good directory, online directory and search engine to help you locate services by keyword, by genre. You can even search the playlists of the stations that are streaming on it. So, for instance, you can say, which services are playing music by, my favorite artist, that type of thing. And then they also have editor's picks. The editors at Live 365 designate that. So you can also filter it by the quality of the music stream that they provide. So you can sort of match that to your internet connection as well.
Yeah. One of the services you write about in the Music Internet Untangled is Real Networks Rhapsody. You say it is a near-celestial jukebox.
Yes.
What's a celestial jukebox and what's Rhapsody got going for it?
Well, the celestial jukebox was a concept that came up a few years ago that simply consisted of being able to access all the music, all the recorded music in history available, from one spot, wirelessly wherever you go. Now that's sort of a utopian vision that hasn't been realized, but I think the closest approximation in today's market is the online jukebox, of which Rhapsody is my favorite. With Rhapsody, you have access to close to 1 million tracks and 72,000 albums, and you can play them pretty much 24/7, any album you want, any song you want. So it's very liberating from the standpoint of you can try an album without having to pay for it. So for instance, in the past, when you wanted to try new music, you often had to pay for that privilege, and so sort of it hit you in the pocketbook, but by paying a flat subscription fee of $10 a month, you sort of put that sort of financial issue aside, and then you can play obscure artists, artists on a whim. You just have tremendous freedom to explore.
Yeah. What's the range in subscription fees out there for music services?
Well, at the low end, you have the premium internet radio services, which give you ad-free programming, better quality music streams, and those run at about $5 a month, or if you pay for them yearly, it can be as little as $3 a month. And then it goes up to the subscription services like Rhapsody, the online jukeboxes, it's usually about $10 a month, but they're starting to come up with quarterly and yearly payment plans that will drop that. The most expensive plan now is Napster's new Downloads to Go plan, which is a $15 a month fee for a jukebox service very much like Rhapsody, but what they've done is incorporated a new Microsoft technology called Janus, which enables enables you to take the contents of the jukebox and put it on a portable music player and take
mm-hmm.
it with you.
Mm-hmm.
So that's just come on the marketplace, but that addresses one of the big complaints with the online jukebox services, namely that you have to stay connected to the internet to use them.
Yeah, that's interesting. Here's a question that I wondered about, and I haven't had the time to look into it. Is there a device out there that allows you to take the tunes from the computer and put them into your amplifier and run them through speakers that are of a higher quality than the ones that come with the computer?
Yes, there are a number of ways you can do that,
uh-huh.
and that's to tackle the problem of getting the music from your computer into your stereo. At its simplest, if your computer is close enough to your stereo, you can actually run a cable from your sound card direct to the input jacks on your stereo. When this isn't practical, there are wireless schemes to do this, including wireless transmitters, which whose success varies depending on the wireless interference of your house and, you know, the distance between your computer and your stereo. But then there's also an emerging array of sort of audio server networking devices that use your home network to connect your computer and your stereo. And then at the very sort of top end of this are these new media center PCs, which essentially it's another PC that you buy that you put in with your stereo components, and then it becomes just another component.
Mm.
You can use that to sort of access these services.
Okay. What kind of hardware do you need at a minimum to enjoy music from the internet?
Any PC that has a sound card, speakers, or headphones, and an internet connection, and I emphasize a broadband internet connection. You can squeak by on some of these services with a dial-up connection, particularly on some of the radio services where you can choose a low bit rate music stream. But to really get the full benefits, you need a DSL or cable, or if you're accessing it from work, a high-speed connection.
Hmm. There are also sites out there that offer information and reviews about music. Tell us a couple of your favorites there.
This is one of the things about music, online music services that has excited me the most. As a librarian, I come at these services from the point of view is that many of the services themselves can be viewed as information services. So in addition to serving you the music, they'll serve you album reviews, artist bios, genre descriptions, and useful information that let you read about the music as you listen to it. And in addition to the information that's bundled with the services themselves are the standalone websites which provide music information. My favorite of those sites is the All Music Guide at allmusic.com.
Mm-hmm.
It provides a tremendous array of album reviews, artist bios, genre profiles, including lists of recommended albums, recommended songs, and that type of thing. If you want to find reviews written by, you know, ordinary fans, the Amazon.com site is quite good for an album that you particularly like that may be popular. You can, you know, there are up to 50 or 100 reviews written on that one album by different people. And that, if you're, you know, I guess obsessive about an album, it can be pretty interesting, particularly if you read some of the negative things about albums that you like.
Mm. And to find a music discussion group online, would you suggest merely Googling, let's say, hip-hop music discussion group or classical music discussion group, that kind of thing?
That is certainly one way.
Work,
I would
yeah.
recommend probably the first place I would go is if you subscribe to one of the services. Many of them have message boards that are genre specific, so they can also people can steer you to information relating to the music that's on the service that is in your genre of choice or that involve you know your favorite artists. Another good source is the Yahoo Groups area. And both Yahoo and MSN have directories of online groups or communities focused on a particular artist or genre. And it's mind-boggling the number of Yahoo groups that are available. For significant artists, you'll have multiple groups. So I tend to look for the groups that are larger, that have a bigger message volume. But sometimes I'll check in and see if the posts are relevant and interesting. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you have to do that before deciding to go with a particular yeah. group.
How quickly does the music internet landscape change?
It's changing fairly quickly, but a lot of the sort of essential pieces are in place to enjoy a substantial value from the services right now. Right now you're seeing catalogs getting bigger, with the major services. Again, that's been a complaint that you know they didn't have some of the top artists. So that's starting to change. You're starting to see more features, more refinements in the interface. You know, I see over the next year or two, it's going to be a competitive time again. With there's hundreds of these services available, and no doubt there will be a shakeout. It seems to definitely be getting better and quickly.
Well, we've been talking about the internet. Where do we find you online?
At giantpath.com.
Okay.
Where I write ongoing articles about this. So, in fact, if you're interested in more tips on how to hook up your PC to your stereo, I recently wrote an article and posted it on the website.
Andy, thanks for joining me this afternoon.
Thank you, Celeste.
Andy Breeding has been my guest in this portion of the Afternoon Magazine. He's a research librarian and an electronic library developer. You'll find him on the web at giantpath.com. He's the author of The Music Internet Untangled, Using Online Services to Expand Your Musical Horizons.